Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. That's Stevie Ray bringing us back the late, great SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Vicki Oliver is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the top career development experts on the planet, author of 300 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions, and other books, half a dozen of those. Vicki, I need your website, please.
Vicki, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com.
All right. What will we find when we get there?
You're going to find a lot of articles that I have contributed to. You're going to find my books. You're going to find a lot of interesting information.
All right. So follow up with that, folks. And you're working – we're talking, folks, about ageism in the workplace this visit with Vicki. And you're working on a series of articles on this, aren't you? So they need to look for those.
I am, because it's such a huge, dynamic topic. And I'm finding out more and more and more about it. And it's everywhere. So, yes, I am.
Well, we've never had this many generations in the workplace at one time as we do today. We got five generations in the workplace. And baby boomers, my generation, Vicki, you know, it's said that millennials, you know, live to work. We work to live. I mean, live the opposite. You know what I'm talking about. Baby boomers, we live to work. We like working. We want to work. I mean, I know 95-year-old people who are still going to work, and they're my heroes. Somebody asked me when I was going to retire. I said, come to my funeral.
Exactly.
We want to be active and contribute. We want to contribute. How do we make that happen? How do we help ourselves, and how do other people help us stay? Because we got a lot. Baby boomers have still got a lot to offer.
Right. I'd say the number one thing is to show that you are still technologically savvy. I think people should list their social media profiles. I think they should list all the platforms and programs that they know on their resumes.
Mm-hmm.
And just show that you are be out there, be ahead of the curve on technology. Show that you understand it, and what you don't understand, you're going to learn. What you don't know now, you will learn.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a job, and I'll tell you this, Vicki, it doesn't matter whether you're 40 or 60. If you put a resume out there and you don't identify that you can use PowerPoint, you can use Excel, and even though Word is ubiquitous, you need to say Word, Microsoft Word, that you know how to work. You can use a website platform, a back end platform that's not HTML. It's easy to do, but you need to be able to say those things, don't you?
Yes. Also, a really great tip for your listeners: if you want to learn more than you already know about technology, about platforms, a lot of times you can learn things through LinkedIn classes. They have courses that are free that you can take. So if you want to learn about Google Analytics, you can learn that. You can learn things through LinkedIn courses, and then you get certificates, and you can put those certificates, badges, on your LinkedIn profile.
Yeah. But also just have a healthy, curious attitude about whatever it is you don't know that you're willing to learn. Because I don't care if you're 40 or 30 or 65, if you come to a prospective job opportunity, or even, Vicki, to keep your job, and you're acting reluctant to move into the third decade of the 21st century, your opportunities are going to be very limited, and with justification, right?
They are. I mean, maybe somebody in your company is putting everything out there on a Google document, right? But you're like, oh, I don't understand that document or whatever. You need to learn how to use the technology that your colleagues are using.
Mm-hmm.
That's so important. It's actually more important once you're working at a job just to stay abreast, stay current.
Right. Well, and a lot of jobs these days don't require people to go to an office. You can work from home. And if you've got those kinds of skills, I mean, it doesn't matter how old you are. They don't care how old you are if you can do the job.
Right. If you can get – yes, exactly. It depends on the kind of job. You know, I was talking before about a white-collar job where you would interview for it, and there you may face age discrimination, but you have to battle it. You have to show that your mind is vibrant.
Do you think a person over 60 applying for a job today in this younger workplace where more and more managers are in their 40s probably, do you think a person over 60 has a disadvantage right off the bat at getting a job?
I do. Yeah. I think the person over 60 has a disadvantage right off the bat.
Even before they know if they're qualified or not.
Yes, exactly. First of all, again, if it's through an online provider of job postings, you may be being eliminated before you even see the posting.
You don't even know, yeah.
Okay, you're out before you even have a chance to be in.
Right.
So yes,
even though, as you said earlier, it's against the law, you've got to help yourself. Isn't that the main thing? This is something everybody has to do. If you have the least bit of a disadvantage, you've got to help yourself. You've got to make sure nothing is your fault, right? Vicki, last thoughts, quickly.
Exactly. So stay abreast of current developments in technology, which moves pretty fast, you know?
Yep.
Once you've mastered one technology, then there's a new one that you have to learn.
Vicki,
but stay on top of it.
Will you come back and let's keep going on this? Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
VickiOliver.com. Put a Y on the first name. We'll get Vicki Oliver back another day. We always get smarter when she joins us. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.